but I'm gonna do it this time. Say, now get your breath. All right. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Hey, we're in the studio with Reynard Sanders. Hey, and Jessica from the Patois Film Fest. Tell us what's going on with the film fest, Jessica.
Yeah, so tonight we've got a screening of Big Charity and the screening of The Throwaways. Tonight is our second night of film screenings. We had a kickoff party on Wednesday, and our first night of actual film screenings was last night. And we're here today to talk a little bit about an event we're having on Sunday on Education Forum in New Orleans.
So we have a pair of movies on education this Sunday, starting at 4 at the Zeitgeist on Aretha Castle Haley. And the first one about New Orleans, the second one about Baltimore. The first one is A Perfect Storm, and Reynard, you've been involved in the making of that. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, The Perfect Storm is that we're going to show on Sunday is basically a snapshot of what has been going on in New Orleans post-Katrina with the drastic changes in the public education landscape. And I think, you know, one of the terms, they tell me this is like a webisode, so to speak. So this will be an in-progress full documentary that we're doing. But on Sunday, we're going to show two webisodes. One of those webisodes is going to focus on academics, which is what education is about, and just exactly like how academics has fared post-Katrina. And the second one is going to focus on, you know, one of the things that the school reformers in New Orleans predicate everything on, and that's school choice. Mm. And just exactly how that plays out on the ground. So I think it'll be quite interesting for folks to see how that just plays out, you know, rather than, you know, the way they say that it works. I think what's important is whether or not it, you know, does what it says it's going to do, so to speak.
Right. There's been a lot that's been happening, and you have a lot of footage, a lot of primary documents, interviews with people from post-Katrina.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, let me, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, we need to kind of lay the groundwork for this is that this documentary, just like some other work that I do, is about giving out information. And one of the things that we found post-Hurricane Katrina, that a lot of information was not being given out, mm-hmm. and that most of the narrative was on one side of the issue. Mm-hmm. Basically that, you know, if we charter these schools and just put an adjective in the school's name, then everything is going to be beautiful.
There are a lot of different takeovers going on while everybody was sitting waiting for the contractor. You didn't know what they were doing with the public money.
Well, you know, most of this stuff happened within 60 days after the storm.
Oh, wow.
Most of the city was depopulated. Mm-hmm. There were other efforts to try to take it over a different kind of way. And when those efforts failed, they rushed some legislation through that was only written for New Orleans. Hmm. So the schools in New Orleans got judged by different standards, and consequently 107 of about 123 schools got taken over. If those schools would have been in other parishes, they would have been fine. It would have been wonderful. Some of those schools even got academic awards in May of 2005.
You say 123
schools that the school district had, and 107 were taken over. They took over schools that weren't even open.
Yeah.
They were buildings. I mean, it was like a real, like, hostile kind of takeover.
And, like, just we see with the housing gets takeover, gets replaced with not enough. Like, they replace it with about a third of the stock, and it's this public-private thing.
Yeah.
It's not the magnitude that it was, and it's a different thing. How many schools have come back in the RSD? Is it 120?
No. Yeah. We probably have somewhere around 80 schools total, and that number changes because they close them and open them. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a school down in near Treme called Lanyap that has just been closed. You know, you don't know what's going to happen with that. But it's probably about 80 schools, you know. But I think that, you know, one of the things, and you mentioned the whole housing issue, and that is that, you know, there was clearly a plan for New Orleans that did not have any local input from the resident or even the local legislators. Mm-hmm. And on September the 7th, while we were mostly still underwater, the Heritage Foundation met, and he basically laid out the agenda for New Orleans. And that agenda was to get rid of public housing. have the recovery, get rid of the Stafford Act, and not pay, wages like they should. So that was a good way to take care of their friends. And the other thing was to create, to get rid of the public schools and create some kind of models like charters or vouchers, those kinds of things. And that agenda was basically followed by George W. Bush, and they immediately began to dispersing funds down here. And, this whole machine became in motion, and the local people who weren't necessarily interested in the majority of the population and educating them properly anyway. All of a sudden saw this great, opportunity to make a lot of money and take over the schools and privatize them. So we had a lot of people who were not concerned about public education suddenly become concerned about public education. We had a lot of groups that started, like New Schools for New Orleans. They started and got millions of dollars. And then we got a lot of used car salesmen with some plaid coats on that came and said that they were educators.
Indeed, indeed. I mean, there's another movie playing tonight at the Zeitgeist as part of the Patois Film Fest, Big Charity. It's, just as like the schools and the housing, the hospital system was, and that movie has a lot of interviews about, people who are on the ground, again, post-Katrina, while you were waiting on the painters and you were putting up sheetrock. Things were going on with your government and public monies. Tell us a little bit about that film, maybe what's going on tonight, and a little bit about Patois, Jessica.
Absolutely. Yeah, so tonight we've, we're showing Big Charity, which is screened several times already in New Orleans, but we've got a really special panel planned for that. We're going to really get into the political nature of that film, everything that was going on, behind the scenes. We've got Mary Howell, a local activist and lawyer. She's going to be moderating that panel tonight, and Alex Glustrom, the director of Big Charity, will also be there. We're really excited about that. So we have several feature films throughout Patois, but some of the stuff that we're really excited about are these local workshops that we have, including the education reform program on Sunday. But speaking of the housing issues in New Orleans, tomorrow at 5:30, we've got a program called Gentrification in the New New Orleans. And so that's a really exciting program. We're going to be screening the local film Bye Bye Bywater that people might be familiar with from YouTube. It was a short parody film of the New Orleans Tourism Boards. They did a ad about the new Bywater and, this like kind of revolution of restaurant culture. And the Bywater and local filmmakers Jason Foster and David Baer, they put together a parody of that film called Bye Bye Bywater.
So Patois Film Fest is not just some movies that you watch them and you go home. These are films designed to spark conversations, designed to part. It's an ongoing educational effort that we've had. You've been away for a couple of years. Tell us about being back.
Absolutely. Patois was originally founded 12 years ago. We're celebrating 12 years. So we were founded in 2003. We had our first full fest in 2004. And we had fests every year, but in 2011 was our last full festival. Since then, we've had a couple of events in between. We had a couple events in the fall of 2014 and some things before that. But this is our first full festival since 2011. So we are back from our hiatus, and we're so excited to be coming back.
Yeah, and people can find out more just patoisfilmfest.org.
Absolutely.
And you're mostly at the Zeitgeist Theater.
Yeah, the Zeitgeist has always kind of been our home base. We've got most of our screenings are there. We have one at Tulane on Monday. We've got a couple at Indywood Cinema next Saturday, the 21st. And we've got our closing night film is going to be at the Lupin Theater at NOCA. So we're really excited about that. That's our program, Black Lives Matter. We're screening a short film called Breaking In that's directed by Adepero Adue, who was from 12 Years a Slave, and she starred in Pariah. And then after that, we've got a film called Ferguson, Race and Justice in the U.S., and this is the first theatrical screening of that film. Al Jazeera put it together following the aftermath of the Mike Brown shooting in Ferguson.
So a lot of primary on-the-ground film, a lot of documents that don't usually get out because it takes so much time to put films like these together. Reynard, can you tell us a little bit about the process of what it's taken to, film, make this movie, to film it, to interview people?
Well, let me say that, this did not start out as a documentary. This started out as a sincere effort to create a system that would have quality education for all children. So in that process, Phoebe Ferguson, who's a filmmaker, you know, just began filming a lot of stuff. Most of the work, incidentally, I'm a retired college professor and former high school principal. You know, I was I spent about 20 years in the district. I left the district in 1996. Certainly frustrated with it. It was a frustrating situation. And that is certainly not to say that what today is better, because, you know. But anyway, it did not start out that way. And so after, you know, about 2 years of this, we realized that we had all of this footage and that people were constantly seeking information. And so we decided to begin to put this together as a documentary. Merely because I don't think that any city in America should not only go through what we went through with Katrina, but to go through what we've gone through with public education, with Charity Hospital, the housing, and all of the things that have happened to this city. And we thought that information was powerful, and that if we're able to capture it, which we have done and, with about 8 years of filming, and put a face on it, then it could help policymakers, and it could be a warning for other communities. Because, you know, this whole education reform stuff is like you know, a wolf in sheep's clothing. You know, they come to you, smile and selling you everything is going to be great, and the next thing you know, you're ripped off, and, you know, all kinds of stuff happens that are not good for children.
Yeah. What's the one thing people will learn, and what's one thing people will learn if they come out on Sunday at the Zeitgeist at 4 and watch the educational program videos?
Well, I think that one of the things that people will learn is that what the mainstream media is telling you is not necessarily true. They will be able to see and hear the voices of those people that are suffering on the ground. And they'll be able to understand that while we do need reform in public education, that this solution is definitely not one road that we should be pursuing, and that we need to rethink it. They'll also learn a lot about, you know, political games, corruption, you know, all of those kinds of things that you definitely don't want in a schools in a city, much less in the school systems that, you know, works with our most precious resource, which is our children.
Is there anything coming up in the next year? We have a governor's election. We have a legislative session. Is there anything for people who care about local control of New Orleans schools, about, you know, democracy? Is there anything politically that's coming up, or we're still just having conversations? We got to make more friends.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's always something to do, and I think that there are still a lot of people in the dark. I think that there's some people that are unconsciously supporting something that they think is one way or another way. But I think the issues, particularly with our legislators, they, you know, people have been beating on them for 8 or 9 years now, complaining. And I think that whether you have a child in public school or don't have a child in public school, you know, you cannot have a system that is so inequitable, and that children are suffering, you know, riding on buses back and forth, not being serviced in the schools. And we have to pressure our legislatures to fix it, you know. And many of them may or may not have been in office when this legislation was passed. But, you know, when you jump into something, you take the cow, you take the calf, right? So you need to straighten this stuff out, right? And, you know, it's just asinine that, you know, in the 21st century, that if you have a problem with your child's school and you can't resolve it with the principal, you've got to take off to go to Baton Rouge to talk to some people, 11 people, which 9 of them are not from New Orleans. They wouldn't know Canal Street from Lake Pontchartrain. I mean, you know, so, you know, I think that, you know, local control is very important, and you should never take democracy out of this issue. And that's what we have now, because most of these schools are run by self-appointed boards. And when you take democracy out of something, you really are asking for trouble, particularly when there's about $600 million involved.
That's the money. Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Raynard Sanders, a longtime educator in New Orleans, here today to talk to us about The Perfect Storm, part of a educational program this Sunday at Aretha Castle Haley, starting at 4, as part of the Patois Film Fest. Jessica, thanks for coming out and representing Patois. It's good to have you back.
Absolutely. We're so excited.
All right. Thanks so much, y'all.